You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And we are in a study. We are on our ongoing study in the book of Acts. We're in chapter 15. Lord God, we thank you for another day. Lord, we praise and exalt you here today. Thank you, if it's early in the morning, for waking us up. Thank you for the breath in our lungs. If it's the end of the day, thanks for giving us strength to even get through and endure this day. Because some people don't have it as blessed as we do here in the United States. So I pray right now, Lord, for all of our listeners around the world. Minister to them and give them strength today. Help them to endure all the trials that they're enduring and facing right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for joining me here today. We are in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts here today, getting started on that in a moment. And for more on this ministry, I encourage you to go to WGODradio.com. Facebook page is WGOD Radio, and these programs and the Sunday sermons, the things you hear here on this radio station, you can download from my website or listen on there as soon as they're recorded. And again, it's WGOD Radio on Facebook if you are a Facebook kind of person, or Twitter at WGOD Radio. Hope you've enjoyed some of the things that have been playing here lately. We're going through Acts. I've stopped last week to play a little something on all the pestilence that we see. And even since that, since last Sunday, things are still, you know, this is like the black plague here. And that is not in how many people are hurt or have been infected, but in how it's stopping everything in the world here. And that's one of the signs from Jesus. You know, all the other ones, I think people blow off and say, oh, that's always been going on. But there's no mistake in this, friend. There's no mistaking that Jesus says, this is one of the ways you'll know my return is near, is by pestilence. And now here on the radio, you're going to hear something I just preached this past Sunday, and it comes out of the book of Revelation where Jesus says, I set before you an open door in which no man can shut. We're going to look at it, look at open and closed doors here coming up. Right here on WGOD Radio in our next program, or actually in a couple programs from now. But here we're in Acts chapter 15. We're going to look at Paul and Barnabas parting company, and then we're going to look at this change in the law that had started taking place right here in this text. Here on the radio, we're on an ongoing series in Acts chapter 15. We're looking at trouble. Now, you got to remember, at the birth of the church, there's trouble. The Jews had a hard time accepting that the old dietary laws and the laws of circumcision weren't in effect anymore on the church of Jesus Christ. Remember, what a statement that the Apostle Paul said, and I say to everyone out here who thinks that there's been no change in laws or no change in covenants, the Apostle Paul, a Pharisee, makes this comment. He says, for neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means or availeth anything but faith working through love. Pharisee said that. A Pharisee who knew the Abrahamic covenant, that a person that was not circumcised was utterly cast out and abandoned and forsaken and was no longer a part of the family of God. This Pharisee gets up and tells the people, circumcision don't amount to a hill of beans. That's what he said. Circumcision, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. But faith working through love, same thing that saved Abraham. Abraham believed God and his faith was reckoned or accounted to him as righteousness. See, there's been a change in covenants. It's not the same. And the Jews had a hard time accepting that. As we're about to see, this trouble that arose here in the early church, chapter 15 of the book of Acts, verse 1. Now certain men came down from Judea, and they taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you can't be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So, being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all the brethren. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all things that God had done with them. But some from the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up and said, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Now there's chapter 15, the first five verses. Here's the problem. There were some former Pharisees, now part of the church, who never could believe or would believe that the old covenant was no longer in effect anymore. So they argued about this here in chapter 15. You can read more about it. Paul gave his testimony. Peter gave a testimony. James gave a testimony. And then they sent Paul and Barnabas and a couple of other people back with this answer. And let's pick it up with the answer that they gave them. And that's chapter 15. Let's pick it up here in verse 22. Then it pleased the apostles and elders and the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. And they wrote this letter by them. The apostles, elders, and brethren, to the brethren who are the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Saul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. : That you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality or fornication. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. So there's a list here of things which will always continue. Things which haven't changed because of covenants. For instance, fornication has not changed because of covenant. It's not because we're in a new covenant that doesn't apply anymore. Or things offered to, that you abstain from things offered to idols. Even though Paul said, what is an idol? It doesn't amount to anything. For what you are going to eat, is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. But he said, if it offends someone else, then don't do it. Now here, he didn't want these people to be offended as well. And he didn't want the Jewish believers. They didn't want the Jewish believers to be offended. And from blood. Now, did you know actually that this command precedes the law of Moses? This goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 9. So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Verse 3, every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs. But then God says this to Noah, not Moses. He says, but you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man. From the hand of every man's brother I will require the life of man. But I want you to see there, or as you do see, that commandment was not part of the law handed down to Moses from Sinai. This went all the way back to Noah's time, and it's continuing here to this time. Exactly what that means, that you abstain from blood and from things strangled and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourself from these, you will do well. Indeed, same thing today. If you keep yourself from these, if you keep yourself from sexual immorality, let's say that, because I don't know how much you and I have to deal with eating things with blood in it. I don't know. I don't think I was talking about a rare steak either, but we don't have that problem so much here today. But I'll tell you one that we do, and that is with sexual immorality. That is sexual relations outside of marriage. The Bible, New Testament and Old, strongly condemns this. So this is one that we indeed need to abstain from. Now that's going to wrap it up here, I guess, for chapter 15. We also see that there was a big division over Mark in verse 36 when Paul said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing. But Barnabas wanted to take with him John, called Mark. But Paul insisted that they not take him with him, who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Now their contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. So here we see these guys had a strong disagreement, and they ended up, Paul and Barnabas, this is where they parted company, and this is where Paul ended up with Silas as his traveling companion instead of Barnabas. But Paul did later, toward the end of his life, when you read in 2 Timothy, he asked Timothy to bring Mark with him. So apparently they had made everything right, and they were long over this disagreement that they had all those years ago. That's going to do it for us here today. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We'll be back on the radio here Monday, listening to the sermon, The Days of Lot.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Once was lost, I walked away. The road was dark,